It's a big day on Capitol Hill. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Congress is deciding today if they'll call the ISIS persecution a genocide. Secretary of State John Kerry has until Thursday to follow suit, which could lead to more serious U.S. action in the Middle East. Author and Middle East expert Tom Doyle says, amid the hardship, hope is growing.
Last year in 2015, it was called the Year of the Martyr. But I was just talking with a national leader in Syria, and he said this: the amazing thing about all that we're going through is that Jesus followers, the church, has never grown faster in Syria. Politically, there's not a lot of solutions on the horizon that look good, but Jesus is bringing peace to Alawites that follow him now and former Sunni Muslims.
And there's more happening in Greece than just refugees. Because of its large Albanian population, Andrew Tewin and his wife moved to Greece for Albanian outreach. Tewin with Pioneers.
It's been a great advantage to know the language because it's easy to meet Albanians and for us to start speaking to them, and it immediately creates a connection with them.
In Greece, the couple helps plant churches specifically for Albanians.
In this culture, Albanians are very much second-class citizens, and they're sometimes not trusted. So this one of the ways that we try to reach out to them is by helping them to see that God has not forgotten about them.
Please pray for the Tewin's ministry and for Albanians to come to know Christ. Learn more about their story by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.